Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. We were looking at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when it comes to his sleep habits and what he says and stuff like that. There's just one quick hadith I'd like to touch upon before we go and look at a different topic. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, when he sleeps, he's been given direct instructions by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُمُ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, kind of sequencing in the Quran that concerns the Prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, you have to wake up for Salatul Layl. So the night prayer is compulsory on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. However, for us, it is a mustahab act. We have a hadith that says that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he used to pray Salatul Layl. All the Imams used to pray Salatul Layl. So he said, alaykum bi Salatul Layl, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Alaykum bi Salatul Layl. I instruct you, I advise you, I want you to pray the night prayer. Why? فَإِنَّهَا سُنَّةِ نَبِيُّكُمْ. For it is a tradition, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not miss his night prayer, nor did any of the Imams. Now, obviously, night prayer itself is one big topic, okay, because of the benefits of it, because of the rewards of it, and so on and so forth. So we will not be talking about that. But I thought I will mention that before we move to the next topic, because it was a tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, talking about salah, before we pray, a person has to perform wudu, right? And sometimes I do one wudu to, you know, so for example, I wake up in the morning, I do wudu for Salatul Fajr, and I stay awake all the way to Dhuhr, and I don't sleep or go to the bathroom or do anything that invalidates my wudu. And then the second salah comes, which is Dhuhr, and I pray because I'm already on wudu, just one long wudu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, however, the hadith says, he used to renew his wudu لكل فريضة وكل صلاة. So he would renew his wudu for everyone. So he prays subh, he would renew it for dhuhr, he would renew it for asr, he would renew it for maghrib, and he would renew it for isha. So every time he prays, each salah, he performs it with another wudu. This is the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, I do understand that a lot of people, they have work, they have, I don't know, what have you, and they can't keep performing wudu. Especially when we are combining our prayers, it's just going to be extremely hard to do wudu. But if one can, then that is a tradition and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let us take a short break and then we will come back right after. Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Just before the break, we were saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi would do wudu for every salah. It was also narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كان يتوضأ لكل صلاة. He would perform wudu to every salah. فلما كان عام الفتح صلى الصلوات بوضوء واحدة. After the opening of Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he prayed with one wudu instead of one each time. فقال عمر. عمر asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Ya Rasulullah, صنعت شيئا ما كنت صنعته. You've done something that you've never done before. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عمدا فعلته. I've done this deliberately. He done that just to show me and you that it is okay that we pray two salawat with one. Like I said before the break, it was good that we do it, one for each salah, but at the same time, if we don't have the capacity, if we don't have the means, the Prophet, he himself, he said, deliberately I done this, just so people would learn from that. Imam Ali alayhi salam كان يتوضأ لكل صلاة. The Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is a student of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he would do wudu for each salah. And he says, إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم. The Imam would recite this ayah, which Allah says, if you get up to pray, then wash your faces and stuff like that. He would recite the ayah. Al-Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, يطلب بذلك الفضل. The Imam would recite this to seek the pleasure and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ جَمَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَهُ وَجَمَعَ أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَجَمَعَ أَصْحَابَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوُضُوءٍ وَاحِدٍ. Also to emphasize that the fact that one wudu is sufficient, he said the Prophet, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and the companions, all of them, they've used one wudu for their salawat. So they can do that, obviously considering and keeping in mind that you do not do anything that will break your wudu. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, أَلَا أَحْكِي لَكُمْ وُضُوءُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Do you want me to tell you how Rasulullah would use to perform his wudu? And they said, of course, we'd love to know. He says, فَدَعَى بِقَبْعَةٍ فِيهَا شَمْنَ الْمَاءِ. The Imam, he said, bring me a container that has water in it. Then the Imam, alayhi salamullah, he put his hand in the water. ثُمَّ حَسْرَ عَنْ ذِرَاعَيْهِ. Then he removed the clothes from his arms. ثُمَّ غَمَسَ فِيهِ كَفَّهِ الْيُمْنَ. Then he put his right hand in the water. And he says, if your hand is clean, then you take it like this. Then he fills it up with water. Then he would put on his forehead and then he would say Bismillah, and then he would bring the water down all the way down to his beard. Then he would make his hand go around his face and from the sides. Then he would do it again, and then he would do the left hand this time. And then he would take it and then he would put it on his right hand, and he from the elbows, and he does it all the way to the fingers. And he would do the same thing for the left. And then he would wipe his head and his feet. The wudu that we are used to today. And he says, this is the wudu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the love. Now all I want is to be with you.
The thing is, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam was changed to such an extent that even wudu was changed. That people at the time of Uthman, which is very close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people were asking, how did the Prophet used to do wudu? They were conflicting when it comes to wudu. Should we wipe our feet? Should we wash our feet? Should we wash our heads? Wipe our heads? Should we wash our hands upside down or downwards? So they were conflicting in wudu itself. The Imam alayhi salam, obviously at his time, people even got more further from the time of the Prophet, which means that this difference even got bigger So he said, I want to show you how the Prophet used to do his wudu, and this is how he used to do it. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.